It took 5 years of community meetings, fundraising, and planning to open Bloomington's first grocery store co-op. Now, 7 months after opening day, those behind Green Top Grocery say their work is far from over. Facing increased competition and softer sales than one market study predicted, Green Top is making some bold changes to stay on track. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Green Top board member Melanie Shelato and general manager Michael Pennington about their first 7 months in business. Pennington says it's going well.
We are adjusting to the reality of running a grocery store. You know, we spent a good 5 years or so planning how to open a co-op, and now that we're open, we're adjusting and developing to better serve this community. Sales in some departments have been well. Departments that focus on local products like produce and meat and surprisingly beer and wine have been doing really well. A little softer in other areas, but we're making adjustments to that so that we can be sustainable and serve this community for a long time in the future.
You said beer and wine, and it surprised you that it was doing as well as it is?
Well, in relation to the rest of the store, beer and wine is outperforming what a store of our size in this type of community typically does. I don't know if that's because we have a particularly good selection or this community particularly likes beer and wine, but it has been doing pretty well for us, yes.
So you revamped the deli, I understand. So kind of what's involved with that and why did you do that?
We heard from our owners that we wanted to have some a little bit more diversity in what we offered and hot options at the deli. And we were also looking at what was moving and what wasn't moving and made a decision to switch to a taco bar, which would allow us to offer a hot meal option to everybody, and has gone over really well. Sales in the taco bar have been really pretty steady and pretty good for us since we've launched, and has had a great amount of excitement from owners and others on Facebook and from customer comments in the store.
Okay, so you're getting the sense that people understand they can just kind of walk in, pick up something for lunch, and move on with their day?
Exactly.
Okay. How does the store's performance up to this point, after 6 months, kind of compare to what you were expecting and what the board was kind of projecting?
Well, we did a market study a couple years back, and it had certain numbers in it, but you know, the market has changed since then. New competition's opened up. Existing competition has really upped their game in natural and organic foods. So the landscape is a little different. Sales are not quite what that market study said, but they're still strong and steady, and we're seeing growth as we go forward.
What are some things that you guys did to adjust to that changing landscape? I assume you're referring to fresh time opening kind of at the same time you guys did and some other factors.
Well, we just need to reemphasize the things that really set us apart. We are a value-oriented and a mission-driven organization that focuses on local foods and supporting local producers, doubling down on those values and what really make Green Top a unique business in this community.
So we're doing a six-month checkup here, Michael. I wanted to ask about staffing levels at the store. We've heard some rumors that maybe some folks had to get laid off recently. I wanted to ask about that, see if that was true, and if so, you know, how should folks read that as a sign of health at the store?
Well, grocery is a seasonal business, and sales go up and down. And like any business, labor hours go up and down as well in reaction to that. Part of running a responsible business is making those necessary adjustments.
I'm an owner myself, so I want to know a little bit more about how you market to owners and folks who are not owners. What are some things you've done, and do you think you're doing enough at this point to reach the owner side and the non-owners?
I think that when we were organizing and we were talking to all the people in the community and we were talking to them about the reasons to become an owner and the reasons why the community needed a co-op, I think one of the best parts of that is that at that time, the co-op is in your head, it's in your mind, it's in your imagination, and it can be anything you want, right? Like everybody has a vision for what it's going to be. And as much as you try and answer all those questions and kind of ground those visions in reality, I think there's always going to be a little bit of a disconnect that then when the doors are on the store and they walk in and they're like, wow, this is gorgeous. It's better than I pictured. You know, we did hear that. But then it's sort of like, but then there's a real place that then you can start to look at and say, okay, well, this could be better. Well, I'd hoped it was this. Well, I thought it was going to be this. And so I think that one of the things that we've been working to do is kind of address those misalignments, I guess is the best word for what people envisioned. You know, I don't feel at all that we strayed from what we said we were going to do. In fact, I feel like we've accomplished beyond what we said we were going to do, you know, back in the day. But when we talked talked about we're going to bring local food. It's going to be organic, a lot of organic and well labeled. Okay, well, people, I think in their head, they felt like, well, if it was local, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be. And so I that's one of those misnomers, right? Like, cheap food, but it's not really cheap food. It's that somewhere along the production line, someone's getting poorly paid, you know, ethical values. So that's a conversation. And so that's the kind of things that we're trying to talk about more, is about those values, because if it's purely cost, then, well, chances are Walmart's going to win that every time, right? But Green Top isn't really just about cost. It's not just about food. It's the fact that this store is an economic driver for so many other things, about for the farmers, for the other charitable organizations that people donate to in-store. And so the store is a catalyst for good things that flow throughout the community. And so, yeah, if we just talk about, you know, a box of cereal to a box of cereal, that was never supposed to be the conversation. But the reality is, once it's a grocery store and not an ideal, then you have to come down to the reality and say, okay, well, let's talk about dollars to dollars and talk about where your dollars go and what they do and how hard they work. And so that is, in my mind, the biggest marketing message we have to keep doing, and having our owners talk about at coffee with a friend and at the office when somebody goes, oh, what is that place? You know, I've heard it was expensive. Ah, that's a great opportunity. Have that conversation about, well, what's really expensive? What's value? What are you getting every time you spend a dollar at Green Top? Look at where it goes. Look at where it stays, which is right here, versus that same dollar. Look where it goes when you spend it at a chain store. So that's those. And we have to give our owners the information to share that and start that story rolling again.
Food prices obviously don't represent all of what Green Top Grocery is or what you value, but it is important to shoppers. So how would you, Michael, characterize price and selection at Green Top Grocery as of today?
Well, we're a store that tries to be accessible to anybody. You don't have to be a certain demographic to be able to shop at Green Top. So we're making efforts to become able to accept book vouchers by bringing in products that are a little bit lower price point. We are already able to accept EBT and SNAP benefits. And just recently we did price drops on about 400 items throughout the store to just make the entire store more accessible to everybody.
Yeah, we heard from an owner who was who saw a sale recently and was wondering, oh, I didn't know they did sales. And they do sales now.
We put products on sale all the time. We have a biweekly sales cycle. And the products that are on sale are comparable to any prices anywhere else in town. And oftentimes we are the best price in town.
How do you change grocery shopping habits? I think all of us, once you find a grocery store you really like, you just feel comfortable going back there again and again. Even when they rearrange the stuff on the shelves, it can be annoying, like even within the same store. Can you talk, please, about how hard it is to change people's shopping habits and to make Green Top part of their weekly shopping and to kind of work that into their normal routine? Because I bet it's not easy.
It's not easy. People are creatures of routine, and once you fall into a routine, you tend to stick with it. But we offer something unique, and once people get a taste for that unique product, I think they'll make that extra trip or that special trip to get something at Green Top that you can't get anywhere else, to be able to support the mission and the values of Green Top.
Well, and I think the other challenge is, like, when we go to, if you go to one chain versus another chain, they're all going to sell checks. They're all going to sell, the same brands that you're familiar with, whereas you come into Green Top, and there's a little bit of that. Some brands you recognize, but there's a lot of new brands, and it can be a little disconcerting. You're like, oh, well, I know I like Nestle versus this, or I like, and suddenly you're faced with a whole new product selection, and you have no, basis for saying, do I like this brand of kidney beans? I don't know. And we shop there pretty much exclusively, and we just kind of said in the beginning, well, let's give it a go. Let's see what these strange and unusual brands, and I will say that almost to a number, we've tried these out and went, oh my gosh, that's really good. We're very brand loyal in a lot of ways, and so it's definitely a hurdle, get people to try something completely new.
We're doing lots of sampling in the store. Going there any day of the week, you'll see four or five
different samples
out there. And we're always really good at it. If a customer has questions about a product, we'll open that product up and let them try it. because these are unfamiliar brands to a lot of people. But once you try it, you realize that it has a better quality or a better taste to it than what you might be used to, and I can make that purchase.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm joined in studio by Michael Pennington, the general manager at Green Top Grocery in Bloomington, and Melanie Shelido, one of the Green Top board members. For folks who may not know, can you briefly explain the concept of a grocery store co-op and what ownership actually means? We've referenced owners and non-owners a couple of times already. Just for folks who may not know what that is, can you explain?
The co-op is a business that is owned by the people who choose to buy shares in it. So in our case, for Green Top Grocery, for the last 5 years and on into the future, we sell ownerships. And so if someone wanted to back this project, to support this project as an owner, they would buy in, and ownership price is $200, and that's one time, and then, you know, there's no annual fees or anything like that. But you become an owner, and you have a vote at the annual meeting. You get extra information. There's owner newsletters that go out. There are owner appreciation weekends where there's extra benefits and perks. There's things like you can rent out the demo kitchen space, you know, at a free. Mm-hmm. Free for to rent out the kitchen space for a certain number of hours. And there's just a lot of perks within store. Discounts if you make a bulk buy, which I've been taking a lot of advantage of. One of the biggest misconceptions when we talk about ownership is that people think that you have to be an owner to shop there. I think the Sam's comparison is what people have in their heads. But one of the things that we battle constantly is people think that, well, I'm not an owner. I don't care to become an owner, so I can't shop there. And absolutely not true. It is open to everyone to come and shop. Come check it out. If you fall in love with it and want to become an owner, great, but absolutely not required. This is for the entire community. Please come have a look. It's not like you have to be an owner.
And Melanie, you've talked about values a lot during the conversation here. Customers are given a wooden token when they check out, and they can drop that into a jar supporting a community nonprofit. Who's been helped by that, and how much are these organizations getting?
So there's actually two different programs. There's something called Roundup at the Register, which is one of those things that when you check out and it's, you know, comes to whatever and, you know, 87 cents, the cashier will say, and would you like to round up? And they'll round up to the next whole dollar, which personally, as someone who is terrible at balancing their checkbook, this makes it really nice because it's all nice even zeros. But those that extra number of cents then goes, and you see on the big display right there at the checkout, you're like, boop, and you watch the number change, and that is going to one of the charities for that month. And so it's pretty neat. You can see who it was. Last month was the Labyrinth program through the YWCA. In this day and age, with all of the nonprofits and the charitable organizations, you know, they're struggling. And I felt really great. And every month when I see the display with the new organization that's a recipient, I feel really good about that, because I feel like $1,000 or thereabouts, it feels like it's right around $1,000 every time, you know, every month. That's going to go, you know, pay a couple people's salary or expand some services or keep the services going. That feels really, really good. And that's actually separate from the cute little wooden token that you mentioned, which are, if you bring your own bags, you get a little token. And so then you get to vote. There's three jars sitting there, and you get to vote for one of three other organizations who then... I think Green Top tallies up the tokens and sends them a check as well. Yeah. So there's just multiple ways. If you choose not to round up, you still could get a little token. And so there's all these different organizations. And those organizations were voted on by the owners.
That's Melanie Shelido, a board member at Green Top Grocery, joined in studio by Michael Pennington, the store's general manager. I'm Ryan Denham.
Green Top is now up to nearly 1,700 owners. The store features products from 66 farms and food producers in central Illinois. Pennington says those locally sourced products make up 27% of the store's sales, well above the industry average of about 2%. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Mike McCurdy.